That actually smells good, Chef Eric.
Doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, man. I love the smell of Parmesan in the morning. But anyway, my friends, we are Chef and the Fat Man at Blue Collar Chefs. Please excuse my sniffing on the air, but when something smells good like that, it's like when you get up in the morning, like at the holidays, and you smell vanilla, you know, like someone's baking cookies and, well, I guess in the case of my house would be when I'm baking cookies or when I'm baking things with vanilla during the holidays. But the smell of fresh Parmesan baking in the oven is just a great smell. It really, really is. And, of course, we welcome you to Chef and the Fat Man, the Blue Collar Chefs. We are live today at the Cook's Warehouse in East Cobb. Chef Eric, you and I both know one of the many, many questions we get, besides what's your favorite steak place, what's your favorite rib place, what's your favorite this, what's your favorite that.
Yep.
Where's a good place to go learn how to cook? But I don't have the time to go to a culinary school.
Well, Cook's Warehouse. Right here to Cook's Warehouse, of course.
My God, they have such incredible cooking schools here. And you know, Chef Eric, it's one thing to watch people do it, but it's another, they have participatory classes where you can jump right in, or you can just try the food afterwards and see how it's done, take the recipes home with you, learn techniques. Matt, the manager here, Manager Matt M&M, he does a introduction to cutting. You know, cutting 101, knife skills 101, that is just extraordinary. It can change a lot of the way you do things in the kitchen.
Yep.
And those classes, his knife those, classes.
Those are really invaluable, I mean, especially when you're talking about knife skills. Because that's the one thing that really separates a home cook from a professional or someone who can cook like a professional is really those knife skills. And I would say that if you come here and take them from Matt, you'll be able to pass.
You'll be a Vegematic in no time.
Yeah.
But the great thing about coming to the classes is the people are so friendly. And not only is the staff here very talented, but they have an exceptional amount of great chefs that come in and do the classes too. So you can learn from the very best of the very best. And the classes are affordable. They're easy. They're very, you learn so much. In fact, a little later on, I'll pull up some of the classes that are upcoming. And you can go to a location near you. Right. It's not like you have to travel across town.
Right.
There is a Cook's Warehouse probably conveniently located near you.
Somewhere near you. Absolutely.
So that's what I thought I'd say nice today. I try to keep my nice things down to a minimum.
That's what you say? Okay.
But I'll tell you, I saw you were grinning as you were opening those bags because you are now finally cooking blue-collar cooking.
Okay. So this next recipe is a little bit of an experiment, but it just sounds good.
What? Like that's different than any other week?
It's going to be a tater tot grilled cheese, bacon, and jalapeno sandwich. Made in a waffle iron.
Okay? Oh, man.
So if you got your waffle iron, you can make this happen. And we're going to be starting out with taking 2 pounds of tater tots of your choice.
Now, did you have to have someone explain to you where you find those in a grocery store?
I knew where they were.
You do? What? Let me ask you. Honestly?
No, I got the Whole Foods 365 organic tater puffs.
Yeah. Anyway.
The red box.
Or Ida.
Yeah.
All right. Now, let me ask you, since you obviously had to be directed, because when was the last time Casa Holdo had hash browns?
Hash browns?
Oh, not hash browns. Tater tots.
We've never had tater tots.
Thank you.
Well, I mean, by the way, I love them, though. There's nothing better than tater tots and some cheese curds and some, you know. Stuff like
bacon.
That. Bacon, sure, why not?
And mayonnaise. See,
mayonnaise.
Oh, mayonnaise with tater tots?
Well, I like mayonnaise with french fries,
yeah.
So I guess that makes sense.
Yeah, but with the cheese and the bacon and the mayonnaise, it's like a
cacophony of cholesterol.
Well, let's not get ugly about it,
okay.
But some cholesterol is good for you, though.
You know, I've been on this diet program called Isogenics. By the way, if anyone wants to get on it, they can email me at eric@chefandthefatman, that's E-R-I-K. I can help them out. I've lost 24 pounds in 10 days, 11 days.
Whew.
And feel so much better than I was 10 days ago.
So what are you not eating besides everything?
Well, there's two shakes a day. And then I get, depending on how much I work out in the day, I get to add all the calories from the workout to whatever I'm eating. So yesterday, for example, I did cardio for about an hour and 15 minutes and then lifted for about 45 minutes. So that gave me an extra 1,000 calories or so to play with. So I had a baseline of 800 calories plus the 1,000, so 1,800 calories for my meal to eat.
Mm-hmm.
So I went and I had at Branchwater, I had a filet mignon and grilled asparagus, and that's only about 400 calories. And then I had a glass of wine and a couple of vodka tonics.
I was going to say, yeah, you didn't stop at a glass of wine.
And eventually a glass of scotch and a cigar. No calories in the cigar. That's the good news.
Yes.
And, you know, I got on the scale this morning, and I'm saying to myself, you probably blew it on the diet yesterday. Still lost. So as long as you're within that calorie count, it works. And it's been a fantastic program because it does a nutritional, cellular-based cleanse. It's not about weight loss. It's about just fixing your body to work right. And I'm seeing that already happening. So anyway, I took my 2 pounds of tater tots. Is right in that, yeah, that diet, I'm sure, somewhere. And we microwave it for 4 minutes.
You did what?
Microwave.
Yes.
Yes, I'm microwaving them. You microwave them for 4 minutes. Basically, it gets them a little bit softer, a little bit thawed. You don't want to leave them on the counter and just thaw them because they sort of break apart. So you just do it in the microwave, 4 minutes. And I've got a grill here. It's a waffle iron. This one happens to be a Cuisinart. And what I'm going to do is very simply take my tater tots and crowd them on to this grill.
And where he comes up with some of these ideas, Michael, I have no idea.
What's that?
Where you come up with some of this stuff, man. I got to even take pictures of this. We shall post this because this is a monumental. This is culinary histoire being made.
Me cooking with tater tots?
Yes.
It's funny because when I was putting it together, I kind of felt like I was in one of those challenges on, like,
yeah,
Top Chef or something to cook out of a vending machine or something like that. But yeah, it's okay. So we're going to crowd them all in.
I can't believe this is great.
All right, now. And then let's see, I can add some more over
there. There you go.
We want to make sure it's all, that I got plenty in there.
Lisa's going, are you kidding me?
There you go. And now,
I don't think this will make one of the classes. I'm just going to go out on a ledge here.
We're going to, so now I'm sort of squeezing it down a little bit into the waffle iron.
You more than squeeze.
Yeah. Well, I'm sort of pushing firmly because I want.
Would you like me to sit on it?
No, I don't want to crush the waffle iron. and you want this pretty much on your highest setting of your waffle iron. So, that's, we close the cover, and this is one side of our waffle grilled cheese sandwich.
Okay.
So,
is this going to be an open-faced sandwich?
No. No, there's going to be a top and bottom to this thing. We're going to make another one, and from that, we're going to build up the rest of the waffle.
I love it.
Once we cook up some bacon and a little bit of jalapeno and stuff like that. By the way, in the meantime, I got 18 seconds left on my zucchini sticks from the prior segment. So what we're going to do as soon as this hits zero is we're going to put this on broil, and we're going to broil them now for 2 to 3 minutes. So I'll take a quick look at them, see how we're doing. Okay, those are looking pretty good. So now we're going to turn this on broil, and we're going to go broiling medium, and then we'll set our timer for about 2 minutes.
The sounds of the beeping in the background is not Chef Eric rolling the Greyhound bus over me with insults. No, my friends, it is the sound of the incredible ovens that they have here. Everything is touch button. Everything is Wolf. It's just top-of-the-line stuff, Chef Eric. It makes your life so much easier, which in many cases, sometimes suppresses me.
all of these Wolf appliances they have are phenomenal. And
And you can see them all at any, you know, you go into a store, there's a cooking kitchen, which is all of them. You'll be able to, the studios are fantastic, but you'll be able to actually immerse yourself, touch, feel, bring in your own food if you want to, and they'll cook it up and you can experiment with it. Because it's all live, real time. It's not just on a showroom case
right.
where you can look at it.
Exactly.
And Wolf, of course, is arguably or inarguably the best out there as far as, you know, really industrial strength home cooking. I mean, it gives you the look, the feel, the longevity of a professional kitchen.
Yeah.
Just like we give you the look and the feel of a professional cooking show right here
on
Chef.
Never know the difference.
Never know the difference. Chef and a Fat Man of Blue Collar Chefs, 13 years going strong and doing well. Today we are here at the Cook's Warehouse in Fashionable East Cobb. It's all about food, fun, and a celebration of nothing but the good life, baby.